Okay, call this meeting to order. It's been, what, 2 years since you guys have actively met? There's been no appointed chair, is my understanding, or he's not present. The vice chair is not present, is my understanding. So as a staff liaison, I'll go ahead and introduce the agenda item. And as Mr. McFarland, you know, we had previously discussed, we do not have a quorum in place here at this time. The vote does require a four member unanimous vote to approve any variance per our ordinance. So obviously we will not be able to get that with if we don't have another board member join, but in fairness to the applicant, because this is a public hearing item, I think we can go ahead and enter the public comments into the record. We can hear the testimony of the applicants for the record, and then we can discuss how to move forward for an ultimate vote of the board. As you all know, I do have to swear in, or the chair has to swear in any of the applicants because it's sworn testimony. I believe Mr. Spurgeon and Ms. Yetkin, you guys are representing the applicants tonight. So I'm gonna ask that you both are sworn in. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Okay. So the procedure is basically what happens. The order procedure is me as a staff member, my responsibility is to read to you some of the standards associated with the variances and the variance process in terms of how you consider the variances. I think that was included in your staff report specifically section 42950 subsection A of the code. And as you know, you have to follow certain criteria and standards when considering a variance. And for the record, the standards for granting variances are that the Board of Adjustment shall not grant a variance unless it shall, in each case, make specific written findings of fact directly based upon the particular evidence presented to it that supports the following conclusions. One, the variance requested arises from a condition which is unique to the property in question and which is not ordinarily found in the same zoning district and is not created by an action or actions of the property owner or the applicant. Two, the strict application of the provisions of this chapter from which the variance is requested will constitute unnecessary hardship upon the property owner represented in the application. Three, the variance requested will not adversely affect the adjacent properties of public health or public health, safety, order, convenience, or general welfare of the community. And four, granting the variance desired will not violate the general spirit and intent of this chapter. So basically, those are the four criteria and standards that must be considered as part of the variance process. As I'd indicated, the applicants are here. The property we're talking about tonight is 7540 Cornell Avenue, and the applicants is Mosby Building Arts, and they are representing the property owners, Mr. and Mrs. Nancy and Robert Baglin. They're requesting a variance to the rear yard setback. As you know, in that zoning district, single family, the required rear yard setback is 30 feet. They're proposing to construct a bedroom addition over an existing accessory deck area that will encroach upon that required setback approximately 3.3 feet 5 inches, or requesting a variance to allow for the rear of the building to be approximately 26 feet 7 inches from the rear yard property line. For the record, we had not received any requests to speak by any of the property owners or anyone that would have seen this meeting was taking place. We did receive one letter of record that we will, from a neighbor that we will enter into the record on behalf of them. And I think I sent that to all of you earlier today. And that was from the neighboring property at 7530 Cornell Avenue. And that was by Ms. Drain. And she had indicated that she has a favorable view of this and she is not opposed to the granting of this variance. So with that, you have your packets with all the illustrations of what they are looking to do. So we will let the applicants take it from here and touch base on any comments that they have, and then I think the board would be at your pleasure asking questions that you may have.
Can I ask for a clarification?
Sure.
There's a contradiction there. I believe they're asking for the 30-foot setback to be reduced to 27 feet 6 inches. And it, also in the application, it says they will infringe by 3 to 4 feet. So they're asking for a 2 foot 6 infringement, but the application also says 3 to 4. Which is it?
3 to 4.
Tanya, I believe it is the 2 foot 6 is the technical dimension.
Oh. Okay, sorry.
So if we state something that we agree, we're going to say that we're not saying 3 to 4 feet into that 30 feet, we're saying 27 feet 6 inches.
Sounds good.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I think at the time when the application was completed and the letter of intent, we were still waiting on the survey from our survey and boundary company at the time.
That's fine. If we grant a variance, we have to be specific. We can't say this or that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you going by the handwritten, when you say 26 inches, so the proposed setback has a 27 to 20 foot, or the proposed has a 27 to 26 foot setback, not inches. Is
it? I read the application to say that you want a setback of 27 feet 6 inches in lieu of 30 feet.
And actually that is actually written 27 to 26 feet, depending on how it all maps out on the plot.
So you don't know yet.
So the three to four is the actual. So I understand what you're all saying, right. Contradiction.
Okay. So you're looking asking us for a potential infringement of 4 feet.
So you're looking at number two, item number 2A, where it says where it was handwritten on the application, 30 feet rear yard setback.
I understand the discrepancy, but I thought it said 27 feet 6 inches. You're saying that's 20, you're reducing it to 27 to 26.
27 to 26 feet, depending on, when I reviewed it with our architect, she said it would be a 3 to 4 foot that we would be over. And so it would reduce it between 26 to 27 feet.
Okay, so when we rule, we're literally saying it could be up to 26 feet, a 4 foot reduction.
Correct.
Okay, please proceed.
We need to get it narrowed down to the exact number that was requested. And in my understanding with Lucy, and she started this with Mr. Brown, they were requesting to get roughly 26 feet, 7 inches from the property line. Is that accurate?
That is accurate, yes.
That's what we put in the staff report.
Okay.
Requesting a 26 foot, 7 inch setback line, so to speak, in lieu of a 30 foot setback line.
Okay, yes.
And we have to follow that number because that's okay. The number that was posted in the legal posting. You can't increase upon it. Otherwise, we would have to repost.
No problem.
Okay.
So I think now we clarified that the applicants, if you want to move forward with anything you want to add with the request specifically, I know the letter was provided in the request on why they were requesting the variance and what they stated the hardship was. So you may want to clarify to the Board of Adjustment what the hardship is that you're seeing.
Thank you, Mr. Cross. Tanya and myself are representing Nancy and Robert Baglund for their home, and the clients initially came to us wanting to create a main floor bedroom addition for themselves. They have lived in the home for over 30 years, and there's very limited space to build a appropriate master suite addition for them with the requirements for Robert's health. He has a condition that's degenerate and is becoming more and more severe as time goes on. So the need for them to create this main floor living situation is very important to them. And with the current property having the driveway coming around the back of the home to the garage, the only space that exists is this existing, it's a patio. I know you mentioned it was a deck earlier. It's actually a paver patio location. And so we have limited space to build a location for them with main floor laundry, a true bathroom that has an appropriate size for aging in place and special needs. And we asked the board to approve this additional building feet. Tanya, do you have anything to add?
Sure. I did want to mention that the shape of the addition, where we came up with the actual amount that it would go over, is where their existing patio is retained along their driveway. So what we were proposing was to take down the retaining wall that loops back to their driveway, which is kind of a tuck under driveway, and we would be utilizing a new one as their foundation. So we would stay within the footprint of what is already there, was what we were hoping to do.
What are the overhangs on beyond that footprint? In other words, you're saying you're staying within the confines of the footprint of the foundation, but you probably have some roof overhangs that are going to impinge on the setbacks further.
Correct. Yes, correct. So the roof overhang is about 17 to 18 inches deep.
Okay.
We plan to mimic the existing home overhang and the architecture of the existing structure.
Yes.
And staff did look into that, because that was the first question I had, is if the footprint, say for example, they were requesting a 3-foot variance and that was based on the overhang, there are provisions in the code that would have allowed for us to approve that administratively. So I think the big question we wanted to confirm is the base is where you're asking for the encroachment to go at the 26 feet, 7 inches, but then you still will be allowed administratively for us to approve an overhang per the supplementary regulations.
Okay.
You may want to clarify that in your decision as a board. But staff viewed that as the ability to go ahead and then implement the overhang supplementary regulations. And I believe the number is up to 4 feet.
Were there any other clarifying questions that the board members had regarding the design or the additional building line?
Then here, I drove by today and I actually used to live in that neighborhood, but and I noticed that the Brian Young and I think his wife wrote a letter.
Yes.
They said shared driveway. Is that driveway really shared between the two houses?
Yes, it is.
Okay. It is.
I just didn't notice when I drove by today, and then when I read it later, because I didn't pick up on it the first time.
Once it hits the back of the property for Nancy and Robert, it does Y off. If you keep going straight, it loops around clockwise to the rear of Nancy and Robert's home for a tuck under garage. And then it immediately, if you make a left turn, goes into the property to the left into their garage.
Okay.
They have a side facing garage.
Right.
Got it. That was my only question, and it really wasn't too related.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And also for the record, we did get a fourth on. Mr. Owens is on board, so we do have a quorum, and you can take action tonight here if needed.
Mr. Owens, do you have any questions regarding the design or the property for our clients?
What would be the sacrifice in the design if we did not grant this?
It limits the available floor square footage in the master bedroom. And Tanya, I know you can probably speak to this a lot more as well. It does limit the amount of space that would be in the true bedroom and limit some physical therapy needs that Robert would require in the bedroom space. Tanya, was there anything you wanted to add to that?
That's for the most part, if it were to come out of the bedroom. Otherwise, because the rear entry, or that entry, I think is very important to them being able to get him in and out. So I would think the main space they would need to come from would be the bedroom. And it would be a recumbent bike that they've asked for him to start using and things like that. So.
To try to make
I
the couple
kind of- I apologize for not checking in advance, but is this property of typical size or how does it relate to the zoning? Is it a small site?
This property is actually pretty standard for that district there. I can give you the exact dimensions if you want. But it's this property, I'll say this property, it's not the size, it's the topography of this property. It makes it, the way it's tucked in there, because there's a garage that really it's about 5 feet below grade on the patio area, because the first question I had is, why wouldn't you build it on the garage?
Correct.
And because the garage, then you could clearly get within that setback requirement. I think the issue here is there's such a drop off when you come around the curve there where the patio is, that topography is your bigger challenge as opposed to size.
That was my question as far as the drainage and the water runoff. Have you addressed that?
Okay, well, in my opinion, that if there is this drop off in the shared driveway, that would satisfy the conditions that this site is uniquely challenged.
I'm going to share my screen with y'all, see if you can see it. Can you all see that?
Yep, got it.
That'll kind of give you an idea of the drop off by the patio area. This is where the patio area is tucked in behind this, and where they would build this up to this edge here, if I recall correctly.
So starting with the recycling bin on the right, is that the shared driveway?
Yes.
Yes.
And it's
that's a very helpful photograph. Thank you.
And the garage isn't what we would consider a true tuck under. And actually, if a structure was to be built on top of the garage, it is actually approximately about where the floor would be 4 or 5 feet above the first floor of the home. So we would still have steps, which would be a limitation.
I believe MSD has a sewer. I believe that's MSD.
It is an MSD sewer, yes.
Right there.
So if I'm looking at this fence, would the wall of the addition be basically where the fence is at?
Yes.
And so off to the right of the photograph is do we have a picture of that?
Let me see if I can find it.
Towards the back of the property.
This is where you come in off the drive in the patio as you come around. And as you come around, then you come around here. And this is where they've got a little area back in the back. Those were the three that I had. Let me see if I can find.
Can you put the site plan out?
Okay, this is the existing conditions right here. This is the 30-foot setback line that they've identified. This is when you come around the drive, and this little area here is what they are requesting to encroach into the setback. As you see, it's very similar to where the edge of that wall already is. And actually, staff looked at this as a potential non-conforming issue. And if that had been some sort of existing structure, we might have had the opportunity to approve the improvements or the enlargement of the legal non-conforming use as long as it didn't come out here and didn't increase the non-conformity. But because this is a clear accessory patio area and not part of the primary, we just were not comfortable with saying we could go that route, which is why we asked for the variance request.
What's staff's recommendation on this matter?
I'm a big believer that you have to show a true hardship. And what I do see here is the topography and the existing structure itself creates the inability to make that addition fit anywhere else. Based upon that, I would say there is a hardship based on topography here. And now the question becomes, is that enough to say they get the extra 2 feet because they could still theoretically fit in there? I believe the encroachment is really already there and it wouldn't change or have a negative impact because it's not coming out any further than any structure that's already there. And that retaining wall could, in a sense, be considered a are they ripping that retaining wall completely out?
Yes, it's going to turn into the foundation of the
new. That was my question. So there could be a valid argument to say that foundation, that retaining wall, in a sense, is not going to be further increased by the foundation that's coming in place of that existing retaining wall.
And in terms of the site plan, I think there were two neighbors that said they were in favor of this, or they would not dispute this. Where are their properties relative to the site plan?
One of them is directly
right there.
Yeah, right here. Yeah,
the shared driveway neighbor.
Yeah. And the other one must be on the other side.
Correct.
And what I can tell you is they didn't want to enter in anything officially on the record, but I know the neighbor to the rear called and inquired because she read it that it was going to be within 3 feet of her property line. And I said, no, it's only roughly a 3 foot 5 inch reduction in your existing or in their setback requirements. So it'd still be roughly 26, 27 feet away. And she was relieved and she had indicated she had no objection to it, but didn't, you know, didn't feel that she needed to add anything official into the record.
She has not, that neighbor has knowledge of it.
Yes. Yes.
And didn't object.
Knowledge of it. Yes.
Okay. I have all the information I need. Are there other questions from any of the board members? You're all muted, so you're nodding, so.
None here.
Clifford, do we have a quorum?
We do. Mr. Owens is present, so we do have 4 here. So if everybody, unless anyone votes against it, you do have enough to take a vote.
So I would like to reiterate to the applicants' representatives that you have the right to have 5 board members present and to get 4 votes. If we vote tonight, you have to get all 4 of the 4 votes. You want us to proceed?
Understand.
Yes, please.
Okay.
We understand.
Brian, you want to go first?
Yep, I'm good. I was good with it when I saw it, and the neighbors are good. I'm good. Thanks.
John?
Thank you.
John or Brian?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, John.
Good evening, John.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
John, I think they were asking if you were in favor of it or opposed to it.
Okay, I've had trouble with the audio, but if I've caught up properly, they want a 3.5 foot variance to be able to build the one story addition to the house.
Correct.
Yes.
After looking at the blueprints that you had there and also with the statement from the neighbor where they didn't see it being a hardship for themselves, it would add property value to that and also increase revenue for the city. I think that we could probably give that small amount of variance.
Thank you.
You're voting in favor of
yes.
granting the variance?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And this is Henry speaking. I vote in favor as well.
Thank you.
You have the adequate votes for this to pass. I vote in favor.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
We appreciate the board's time and being able to meet and allow some 30 plus year residents of University City to remain in their home.
Well, I think what we want to say is we want to be fair. We do not want to grant things that are not appropriate, but the site clearly has hardships and the neighbors are in agreement. And so congratulations. Clifford will follow up with you. There's some paperwork we have to do to finalize this. We need some signatures on a form. And Clifford, I'd be happy to help you work through that classic form that we have to fill out and write the specific language. But
okay.
What I will say is that in granting this, we are going to limit the amount of time, the amount of space you entrench if you go over the line. I had that set at, there will be a 26 foot 7 inch setback. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, that will be the maximum amount.
The maximum.
Clifford, anything else?
Well, no, I'd like to thank you all, and you know, traditionally zoning administrators used to handle this. Unfortunately, with everything going on, we do not have zoning administrators, so I'm handling these cases. So what I'm working to do is to make sure that every board is as up to date as they can be. You guys are a little unique because you're really the only board that I have that is a true action board. All the others are recommending bodies only. So they have meetings, you know, for different purposes. Yours is generally driven based on a case, which is evident by the gaps that you often see. But what I would like to do, if everybody's in favor of it, is try to at least coordinate meetings, at least one meeting at the beginning of every year, so we can set the new chairman, we can get up to date, we can, you know, figure out the best course of action. And then maybe if we don't have any agenda items, to occasionally have at least some sort of informal, you know, meeting, nothing long, just to kind of touch base and say, hey, how's everybody doing? You still comfortable? Any recommendations, that sort of thing. So we're as efficient as we can be, and we can evaluate the ordinances. So I do thank you all for being patient with us tonight, and I look forward to working with all of you.
I'd just like to add, I've been on the board for a number of years, and this is our first Zoom meeting. So it's unusual, but for the record, the meeting was conducted at the same standards as if it was an in-person meeting. So thank you, Clifford.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Well, good luck to everybody, and feel free to reach out to me anytime. And I think that's all the agenda items we had for this. I don't know of anything extra that we had put on the agenda. So I thank you all very much.
Thank you, Cliff. Thank you, everyone.
All right.
Thank you. Very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.